Welcome to the blog. This is about gaining greater clarity. Define your key terms. It is important to specify the meaning of any ill-defined or ambiguous word or phrase. To some degree, almost all words are vague and ambiguous. There are thousands of words and phrases that are often used but ill-defined. I would like to draw to your attention that we have a problem when we use words and phrases that are often used but ill-defined. Often used but ill-defined words and phrases cause problems. They cause problems because we think we know what we mean when we utter them, but under a closer examination we discover that our words and phrases are not as clear to us as we first thought. Examples of often used but ill-defined words and phrases include being happy, wealthy, successful, professional, fair. If you asked people to define these words, then each person might have an answer that is radically different from the person sitting next door. In addition, each person may have a different answer to the same question, on different days. For example, if you want to be happy, you first must know what happiness is. Is happiness owning a house, a fast car, a fat bank account, or looking good, or being physically fit? Or is it worldwide fame, or is happiness merely a state of mind? A second example, if you want to be treated fairly, then what does that mean? What does it mean to treat people fairly? Does it mean treating people the same? Does it mean treating people according to their individual performance? Or does fairness mean treating people according to their individual need? Or does it mean treating people the way you, yourself, would like to be treated? There are many different ways of thinking about fairness, and these are the often used but ill-defined words. So, when you write down a goal that says something that is ill-defined, something that is open to multiple interpretations, or is overgeneralized, then it is important that you spend some time defining what you really mean when you state your goal or imagine your goal. If you write down as your goal that you want to find your ideal job, then you need to define exactly what that means to you. Write a paragraph. Write two paragraphs. If you want to have a better relationship with a loved one, then write down exactly what you mean when you say better relationship. When you come up against words or phrases that are ill-defined, don't let them pass unchallenged. Stop and discover their exact meaning. Ask yourself, when you say blank, what do you mean specifically? Then write a paragraph. Another way of gaining more clarity is to ask, how would you know when you had achieved the goal? What would you see, or hear, or touch, or taste, or smell, or feel? How would you verify that you are happy? How would you know that you are wealthy? What would you hold to be the test? Here are four questions that will help you to define your meaning. Please use them. When you say, blank, what do you mean specifically? How would you know, when the goal is achieved, what would you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, or feel? What would you hold to be the test for blank? How do you define the concept? What are its three or four distinguishing characteristics? For example, if you wanted to define my ideal house, you might ask anyone or any combination of these questions. If a person said, my goal is to live in my ideal house, you might ask yourself any or all of the following four questions. When you say ideal house, what do you mean specifically? How would you know your ideal house if you saw it? What would you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, or feel? What is the test you have for ideal house? What are the three or four distinguishing characteristics of your ideal house? Get the idea. It is important to specify the meaning of any ill-defined or ambiguous word or phrase.